This is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
On Friday, September 27th, the Norris Group proudly presents its 12th annual award-winning black tie event, I Survived Real Estate. An incredible lineup of industry experts will join Bruce and Aaron Norris to discuss perplexing industry trends, head-scratching legislation, massive tech disruption, and opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. All proceeds from the event benefit Make-A-Wish and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This event is not possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association, Invest Club, Think Realty, Coach Fullerton, Keller Williams Corona, Property Radar, The Apartment Owners Association, MVT Productions, and Realty 411. Visit isurvivedrealestate.com for event information.
Hey everybody, it's Aaron Norris with the Norris Group, and today we are here with Odette Gutierrez and Kristen Tanner. Part of I Survive Real Estate over the last, we are year 12, is that we pay for the event 100%, so actually every single dollar that is raised is split between Make-A-Wish and St. Jude. Last year we featured Make-A-Wish, and this year we really wanted to focus some attention on St. Jude. I don't think nearly enough people understand what an awesome outfit that this company is. So thank you for both being here today. And Odette, let's talk a little bit about St. Jude, how it got started, and what you guys do.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Aaron, first of all, for everything you do for St. Jude. I've been honored to be at the event every year and just grateful for everything that you and the Norris Group does for St. Jude. But yeah, a little bit about St. Jude. The hospital is actually in Memphis, Tennessee. But it treats children from all over California, the United States, and around the world who suffer from pediatric cancer and other deadly diseases. St. Jude was actually founded by the late entertainer Danny Thomas. So Danny Thomas was struggling early in his acting career, and so he made a prayer to St. Jude. And his prayer was, show me my way in life, and I will build you a shrine. And a little bit after that, he began to have success in his acting career, and he never forgot that promise, and he built what is now a hospital that is leading the way that the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer. And so, again, it's a hospital in Memphis that really is a national hospital that has a global mission in finding cures for pediatric cancer.
And finding cures, St. Jude has been on the forefront of a lot of different research, and part of that is because all the money that I believe for the most part, the money that is raised is private in nature. So you're not strapped down with the same protocols as maybe somebody who's receiving government funding. So you can be a little bit more experimental. Is that correct?
Yeah, a lot of the contributions do come from the public. So every, people donating, anywhere from $1 to $1 million really contributing to the mission of St. Jude. Actually, our average donation is about $43. And St. Jude has a very unique operating model because, no family ever receives a bill for their treatment, their travel, their housing, or their food, so that family can really just focus on helping that child live. And so it gives that family the freedom to be able to focus on their child. And it also gives the researchers, the doctors, the freedom to really focus on whatever it is that is needed for that child. So whether it's a second MRI, whether it's, whatever really it takes to cure that child. So it is a very unique hospital in that sense. And again, lifting that burden from the patients and their families.
Off the top of your head, do you know maybe some of the cancers that you've been on the forefront in progressing treatments for?
Yeah, I think just speaking in general terms, when the hospital first opened, the overall pediatric cancer survival rate was 20%. And again, because St. Jude is a research hospital, thanks to the research that is developed at St. Jude, that survival rate is now 80%. So that's a huge jump, and that's a huge growth when the hospital first opened in 1962. But obviously, that means that one out of every five children is still not surviving. And the reason why, you know, it's important for people to know that there is this hospital and for people to support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
It's a very interesting model, and it's just so cool. I actually got to, it's not very often that somebody in the financial industry gets you to cry. somebody who was inspired by I Survive Real Estate invited me out to Tennessee to witness something that they sort of had created, Memphis Invest, and you were the recipient and your CFO spoke at the time. And I had never seen a more passionate CFO in my entire life, and had the audience tearing up. I did not get to tour the facility, but it really made an impact on me, and I had no idea. I knew what your mission was, but I didn't know exactly how you executed, and the fact that, you know, the families who go there aren't strapped with bills afterwards. It's just it's very special. So, I don't want Kristen to think that we forgot about her. She is the recipient of some of your services. So thank you so much for joining us today. And I would love to hear a little bit about your story and your involvement with St. Jude.
Oh, thank you so much, Aaron. It's a pleasure to be talking with you today. So back in 2007, my daughter at the time was 3 months old. We had only had her in this world for 3 months. And unfortunately, at that time, she was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor called medulloblastoma. And it is a very aggressive type of pediatric brain tumor. And so we ended up at our local hospital. And unfortunately, the outlook for her at the time was pretty dismal. We weren't given much hope as far as her being able to beat it. And after a couple of surgeries at the local hospital to try to remove as much of the tumor as they possibly could, we knew that we were going to have to start looking for other alternatives for her treatment. And we just weren't satisfied with the answer of that we could take Natalie home and make her comfortable and enjoy her the little bit of time she had left. And so ultimately, that is what led us to St. Jude. And it was really because of all of St. Jude's phenomenal advertising and their outreach in all communities in the United States that the St. Jude name just floated around in my mind instantly when it came to seeking out another place to take her for treatment and for another opinion, really. And from the minute we contacted St. Jude, their arms were instantly wide open for us. And while the outlook was not really going to improve because there was so much uncertainty just based on how young she was at the time of diagnosis, they were full of hope. And their responses just were welcoming and honest and wanting to help us. And ultimately, that's where we chose to take her for her treatment.
Wow.
We ended up flying to St. Jude about a month after her diagnosis when she was stable enough to travel. And we ended up arriving there late in the afternoon on a hot summer Memphis day. It was humid. It was after hours. And as we approached the front doors to St. Jude, I wasn't really expecting to be greeted with so many people that were ready to take us in and advise us on how we would be proceeding. We were met by a neuro-oncologist, a social worker, a nurse, a family life specialist who was there specifically to offer some entertainment for our son, who was also with us at the time. He was about three. And so right there, we knew that this was going to be a family-centered approach to Natalie's treatment.
Yeah, when you're providing entertainment, that's a little next level.
I'm sorry, Aaron, I didn't hear you.
I said when you're providing entertainment, that is a little next level.
Yeah, it is. It's not what you fact, when you think of a hospital, St. Jude is one of a kind. And what drew us there really was the fact that they're a research hospital as well. And this meant that they could take the, whatever it was they were finding and apply that directly to the bedside to treat Natalie without having to wait for approval. And because of the urgency of the situation, we felt like that was extremely important. We were also very much aware that Natalie's chances were not good. She had a less than 20% chance of survival. And I wanted to know that her little life was going to make a difference in the world. And I knew that St. Jude would be able to learn from Natalie and be able to apply that to other children around the world. And as a mom, that was important to me because I didn't want Natalie to be forgotten. it was quite an experience to be there and to learn about St. Jude. And I didn't know it at the time when we first arrived that late afternoon, but the things that they are able to cover are extraordinary. Housing was provided, meals provided, the medical care, you know, free of charge. Natalie's insurance would be billed, but anything beyond that would be taken care of by St. Jude. I never saw a medical bill. And, you know, we were full-time working parents at the time. And because of that, we were allowed to really snuggle in with our three-month-old baby and soak her up during the time we were at St. Jude and enjoy her and focus in on her care and her health and not have to worry about those sorts of expenses piling up on us.
Yeah, that can be devastating. It's just not that you're going through it. It's the interruption in work and family and just the stress. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, absolutely, Erin. To have that relieved and just to this day, I'm happy to say that Natalie is 12 now and she has just started middle school. And because of St. Jude, I'm able to know my daughter as a little middle schooler. And that's something that I never thought was going to be possible. And so it's been 12 years of still being part of the St. Jude family. Natalie will always be a St. Jude patient. They will always look after her. We will always follow up with them. And the expenses will continue to be covered. It's something special and extraordinary. And I'm so happy that you had that opportunity to go there and visit because so many people hear about how great St. Jude is. And, you know, maybe they'll see a commercial or get something in the mail. But when you actually go there and you see for yourself, the good that's being done at that hospital and the smiles on the faces of these kids that are going through really tough treatment. It's really eye-opening and it makes you realize how important the funding is for St. Jude and the good that it brings to families.
And is I've never been to the actual hospital. How big is the hospital, Odette, in Memphis?
It's a pretty rather large hospital because again, you know, it is not only the hospital, but directly next to it is a research that is being developed, and so you know, there's a GMP facility that's actually manufacturing some of the medicine that's being delivered to the patients. There's actually a housing, one of the three housing facilities that's there. You know, the fundraising offices for St. Jude Alsac are there as well. So it's a large hospital. I think the great thing about that too, just physically, you know, even though it is large there in Memphis, I think it's that global outreach. So being able to share that those discoveries freely with doctors and hospitals throughout the world. And I think that has been something that has been a focus for St. Jude. I think most recently, I think it's always been a focus, but I think more recently so with a partnership, a collaboration with the World Health Organization to increase the survival rate of 6 of the most common childhood cancers from 20% today to 60% by the year 2030. So again, it's just it is a rather big hospital, but again, and it's growing in size, you know, physically. But I think also trying to reach every child, because really, you know, where a child lives shouldn't determine, you know, if a child lives.
Well, it's just really interesting, your approach to is sort of, you know, as Kristen was saying, the holistic care piece. There's so much more that goes into it than just treating somebody for a deadly illness. It's so much stress, and the fact that you're able to take on all that holistically is really special. When we were looking at sort of who we wanted to benefit for iSurvey Real Estate, our family, it's been well known in our network that we've been impacted by cancer and a 17 journey of oh, brother, my mother was very east meets west. Cancer care is often very personal for those who decide to go down the rabbit trail of really doing a lot of research. What was really sparked my interest in St. Jude was that the research hospital piece is really the science side of why we were excited to include you in the mix. I should have taken more pictures of my mom's library, of all the books that she read every time she was diagnosed with, you know, the next stage. I mean, she was in stage 4 cancer for a good 6 or 7 years. That's why I moved back from New York City. So it just amazes me that you're willing to look at anything and everything and share that research as well. So, and it's also neat to see the needle move. I think some people feel like they're constantly writing checks to, you know, cancer research, and it's really cool to know that you've moved the needle on some of the cancers affecting children in a meaningful way. So the research piece is cool, and then the outreach is just phenomenal. Do you have any idea how many offices you have nationwide?
Yeah, we have about 30 plus fundraising offices. And as you might, you know, imagine, because again, we are supporting the research, and again, so that no family ever receives a bill, we are constantly doing events. So we have, actually, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So we've got our walks in LA and at Paramount Studios, and we've got a walk down in San Diego at MCC Park Liberty Station. So I think there's a lot of fundraising that we do. I think, you know, it's not only the fundraising, but also the awareness. I think the fact that we want to let communities know, let people know here locally, that there is a hospital that provides hope to some of the sickest children, and being able to, you know, to provide that knowledge that this hospital exists, and you know, just continuing to fundraise for the fight against childhood cancer.
We often bring up the three T's of the nonprofit community at iSurvey Real Estate: time, treasure, and talent. Treasure is the easiest piece to understand. It's just write a check. That's the easiest way you can support. In the real estate community, we try to spread the words about it's not just about writing a check. It's insurance, it's stocks, it's donating real estate. There's a lot of different ways that you can give airline miles. So if somebody's looking to give on the financial side, besides writing a check, are there any creative ways that things they can give to St. Jude?
Yeah, like you said, I think there are many other ways, like you mentioned. And I think if you go to stjude.org, there's a site that talks about the different ways to give. So like you said, if you want to be involved, I mean, even if you're, you know, you like to run and you run marathons, there's a program where you can run and raise money for the kids. So I think there's just so many ways to give. Like you said, if you're able to give monetarily, I think that's a great support for the hospital. But also, we rely very heavily on our volunteers, also serving in our committees for our events. So there's definitely ways to get involved. And again, that website is stjude.org. And there's information about that. And then I think locally, calling our office here in Southern California at 714 689-3300, I think is the best way to get connected and figure out other ways that to get involved.
And those are the other two, time and talent. So you have things that people can volunteer for and maybe serve on committees?
Yeah, so we have those opportunities. We also have the easiest place really is Facebook. So we have a St. Jude Children's Research Hospital / Southern California page. So if you look for that, we are constantly providing information about some of our events. But again, we do have different dinner gala golf events in Southern California. We've got walks. We've got different programs and obviously events like I Survive Real Estate, which premier events like that support the kids of St. Jude.
You have something special that we are going to be recognizing, even if you can't attend the event. This year, we're not live streaming it. I mentioned that in a video last week. Live streaming is the bane of my existence. It makes it so stressful, and we're really going to focus on the people in the audience and make it more engaging. So I'm excited about trying some new things at the live event, but it doesn't mean that people can't participate in something that we're going to be promoting for you. Some people... We have tables that are sponsored by corporate sponsors that attend the event. They write the check and it gets passed on to the nonprofits participating. But specifically, I don't want to say this wrong, Giveaway Real Estate. can you describe what's they're going to be able to see in the program that they'll be able to download on our website?
Yeah. So we, like I said, we do have different fundraising events, and one of the ways that we're actually something new to the, Coachella Valley is a house giveaway. So we're actually giving away a home on December 4th. And we're actually starting to sell tickets soon. And so we are going to be, again, tickets are $100. And you're entered into a chance to win a three-bedroom, three-bath home. So you can go to stjude.org. I'm sorry, I don't know the website. let me go ahead. You can go to dreamhome.org and you can find it there under Coachella Valley. And there's also a phone number that's 1-800-535-6748. Again, it's going to be in the program book, and we'll have the opportunity for people to purchase tickets there at I Survive Real Estate. But it's a very unique model, that again, we're going to be giving away a home and to one lucky winner, and we're going to be raising a lot of funds for the kids of St. Jude.
So I buy a ticket for $100 and get a chance at the drawing on December 4th. Do I have that right?
That is correct. So we're going to be giving away a home and other prizes. So so not only will you get a chance to win that, but if you get in early by October 18th, there's actually another prize for a Sedona weekend getaway for two. So. There's a lot of other awesome prizes, and more than anything, you're helping these children fight cancer.
That is pretty cool. So you're speaking the language of our network. So a free house, hey. So who needs to buy lottery tickets? Just buy one of these. That's good stuff. And get a free house. I like it. Well, we're winding down. I will, of course, in the show notes be listing the websites and some of the things that we've talked about. If you've not explored St. Jude, please check out their website. And we'll link to all that information in the show notes. Kristen, thank you so much for sharing your story. Any last tidbits you'd like to share for maybe a parent looking for some resources?
Yeah, thank you, Erin. Yeah, the stjude.org website is a great site for just learning more about St. Jude and all that they offer. And, in Natalie's case, what's exciting now is that we're moving on to, she actually just graduated to a clinic at St. Jude called ACT Clinic, which is After Completion of Treatment Clinic. So now when she goes back for her yearly checkup, they're focusing more on life for her after treatment and going forward and teaching her how to advocate for herself and teaching her more about her health history and what she's been through so that she's able to describe that to future doctors that she will have care locally or wherever she lives once she's older and she's hopefully out of the house, which is exciting to think about and scary at the same time, but we'll get there. And it's just nice to know that we got St. Jude helping to make Natalie really a whole person, you know, the whole person she was supposed to be. And that's St. Jude.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, so many years later, you're advocating. You can tell through the phone how much you care, and that's neat. And Odette, it's just been such a pleasure to work with you over the years, and you donating a lot of your life to such a good cause. A lot of people don't enter this field to become millionaires. It's because they're passionate about something, and that's something to be much respected. So thanks for doing what you do, and it's just been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Aaron.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you for your time. And again, you can check out isurviverealestate.com for more information about our event on September 27th. We do have individual tickets left. And for more information on all the resources we talked about today, you'll find it on our blog as we transcribe the show and leave all of our show notes. With that, thanks so much.
The Norris Group originates and services loans in California and Florida under California DRE License 01219911. Florida Mortgage Lender License 1577 and NMLS License 1623669. For more information on hard money lending, go to thenorrisgroup.com and click the Hard Money tab.
The Norris Group would like to thank its gold sponsors for supporting I Survived Real Estate, Coldwell Banker Town and Country, Inaday Development, Inland Valley Association of Realtors, Keystone CPA, Las Brisas Escrow, LA South RIA, Michael Ryan and Associates, NorCal RIA, NSDREI, Orange County Real Estate Investors, Pacific Premier Bank, Pasadena Phoebe, Shenbaum Group, SJREI, Spinnaker Loans, South OC RIA, UDirect IRA Services, White House Catering, Wilson Investment Properties. See isurvivedrealestate.com for event information.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.